It's the NRL Grand Final tonight in Sydney, and the weather isn't looking flash for that. The Storm play the Panthers at ANZ Stadium with a fair few New Zealanders involved. Penrith hasn't been in a final for 17 years and just getting through the season for some of the teams with all the disruptions faced has been a triumph in itself, I think, in the NRL. Sports commentator and journalist Lavina Good is kindly joining us. Good morning, Lavina.
Good morning, Jim. Lovely to speak to you on the day of the big dance, as they like to say in Australia. Very exciting day for rugby league fans.
The big dance, they call it that, do they?
That's what they call it.
The 2020 NRL Premiership, it's been unlike any other really because of COVID. Has this been the strangest season you've seen?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's been the strangest season, I think, especially for rugby league fans here in New Zealand. Initially, we had to say goodbye to the Warriors after a shutdown period of a couple of weeks. And then when the competition kicked back up, the only opportunity for the Warriors to play was to base themselves in Australia, which was a massive sacrifice for the Warriors players as they had to leave their whānau and connections behind. So that alone for the rugby league fans was really difficult here. But I just think with the disruptions of COVID, with the fans not being able to turn up, also the changes of rules in the NRL throughout 2020 with just one referee, not having two, the pace of the game with the rules around the ruck, with the referees having the ability to make the game quicker because they would just award penalties when players were offside or if there was infringements around the ruck. So many changes to the game. And there was a long time there, Jim, where like so many other codes and so many other sports, fans thought the rugby league would not continue at all. But the powers that be and the television broadcasters that had bills to pay managed to find a way so that the NRL would continue to be boomed throughout our television throughout the year. So it's been very disruptive for fans and players, but we did manage to get through an extended season and finally get to grand final day.
Yeah, finally. Would you have picked these two sides to have been in the grand final at the start of the year?
I had both of them in my top eight. I did have both of them. Every rugby league pundit would continuously put the Melbourne Storm in because they're just a clinical side. And, you know, I was speaking earlier to your producer, Dave, and just saying it's incredible how they can just churn through so many players, champion players, and replace them so easily. There was a time when people thought, you know, when Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk left, then the Melbourne Storm would be no more. And they replaced them with players like Pevenhausen that are just as champion and can be just as good a player out on the pitch. And they do that through a development program and great team culture. And they'll continue to do that. So I think most people would have had the Melbourne Storm in that top fray. The Penrith Panthers were unlucky last year with their injuries and were always looking like a top eight side. But both of these sides finished one and two in the competition, so they were the two best at the end of round in the competition and have both performed exceptionally well throughout the final series to be there. So at the start of the year, lots of people were saying no team can beat the Roosters. Well, the Penrith Panthers beat the Roosters and they managed to do that by 1 point in the final. So I'm glad that it's 1-2 and it just shows the quality of rugby league as these two will hit it out this evening.
Lavina Good is with us. There was some discussion about the Wallabies taking a knee during the playing of the national anthem in the next Bledisloe Cup test, but Dave Rennie has said it won't happen. Are you expecting anything out of the ordinary when Advance Australia Fair is played tonight?
I was intrigued hearing that about the Wallabies. I know it's never been done before in Australian sporting history, and I thought it might have been an opportunity for the Wallabies if there was an issue with the Black Lives Matter, not just throughout America, but also throughout a country like Australia where, you know, the native Australian has been ostracised for many, many years. And I was intrigued to hear that that might happen, but heard that the players just recently voted unanimously not to go down on one knee, so that they didn't want it to be in the political fray. I don't expect it to happen this evening, but you know, it rings through my ears often Nelson Mandela saying that sport is an opportunity for us to teach, to inspire, and also to educate. And that's something that if people think that it's an opportunity to educate someone with racism and they take one knee, it will definitely draw the media attention and take the attention away from a grand final. And I'd be surprised if it happened, but if there's a reason for it happening, I would probably condone it as much as I would have if the Wallabies decided to do it to support their countrymen.
Okay. News Hub reporting that as many as 16 New Zealand players could take part in tonight's game, but that was before the match day squads were announced. So the final figure, Lavina, will be closer to what, do you think?
Closer to seven. I think closer to seven. You've got the two players, yeah, Fisher-Harris and Titovano from the Penrith Panthers. And then you've got five players from the Melbourne Storm with the Bromwich brothers and Nelson as well. So I think there might be close to seven or eight, which wouldn't be a record because the Melbourne Storm and the Roosters have clashed in grand finals over the years and they have the largest contingent of Kiwi players, which are saturated throughout all of the NRL, to be fair. But at the end of the grand final tonight, there would have been 160 players in history that have played grand finals that have been Kiwis. So more and more New Zealanders are definitely infiltrated in the NRL and more of them will be playing in finals as years go by. I think there were up to 18 players throughout the final series, so the three games leading into the grand final. But from what I can tell, there'll be five Kiwis donning the jersey for the Melbourne Storm. Two of them will be donning the jersey for the Penrith Panthers. And it would be interesting to see if ever a Kiwi would be named the Clive Churchill medalist, which is the best player in the grand final. I don't think it's ever gone to a New Zealander in the past. It's always gone to an Australian. And there's opportunities tonight maybe for Jerome Hughes, who's the halfback for the Melbourne Storm, or maybe even James Fisher-Harris, who was named as Prop of the Year from the Penrith Panthers. There's an opportunity that for the first time in the history of the NRL that a New Zealander might be named the best player in the grand final.
Speaking of best players, many are picking this to be club legend Cameron Smith's final game. 400 appearances for the Storm since his debut, which seems astonishing. The greatest player ever, according to some I was reading. So the Melbourne players, they'll clearly not be lacking motivation tonight.
That is a motivation. 19 years that man has been playing for his 431 matches at the end of today's game. And people talk about the greatest and the greatest, and it's so hard because generations change and the game changes. I mean, the game of rugby league now compared to what it was 10 years ago is so fast, so much faster than what it ever was. And people say Joey Johns was the best, and then, you know, and everyone has their favourites. But over the years, I've interviewed Cameron Smith several times, dozens of times, and I'm always intrigued at the end of that interview just how lovely that man is. For a man that can go out into a rugby league pitch at his age, 37 now, and make 55 tackles, not get injured, and just be the nicest guy. Very polite to interview, a lovely family man, a great rugby league cobalt, so that he will represent the game more than any other. And he loves the game of rugby league. And there's been plenty of players in the game of rugby league that have brought my game into disrepute and have made me sad about the game, and that is not Cameron Smith. So I personally think he's one of the greatest that I've ever witnessed out on the pitch, and not just because of his ability to play, but his ability to get the best out of his teammates. And his teammates will play their greatest game ever for Cameron Smith, who is likely to retire at the end of this match after playing 431 NRL games. If you had to pick a player that was one of the best in the world ever, he'd definitely be at the top of the list, Jim.
Okay, that's high praise. My game. Yeah, it is my game for a lot of people. And the Panthers will be the sentimental favourites for New Zealand fans, won't they, tonight, with coach Ivan Cleary and also Nathan, his son, who began, I think, as a Warriors ball boy.
He did, yeah. I was speaking to Dave and said to him, I remember interviewing Ivan Cleary at training sessions and saying to him, who's that kid over there that keeps kicking all the goals? You know, there was this 13-year-old kid that could shoot the ball over. He's such a magnificent goal kicker, and obviously Ivan was as well. And Ivan's like, oh, that's my boy, Nate. Oh, it's Nathan. He just kicks, mate. He just kicks, kicks, kicks. And he was this young, you know, young boy wanting to have a dream of playing in an NRL grand final. And I think there is a sentimental connection with the Penrith Panthers and Ivan Cleary. Obviously, he spent the 4 or 5 years at the Warriors, and he chased his dream of getting into a premiership with his son. And he was sacked from the Penrith Panthers a few years back and went off by Phil Gould and went off to the Tigers and came back to the Panthers. And as soon as he reconnected with his son when he came back to the Panthers, lots of people said it was a mistake. It's not going to work. You don't sign up a coach and son as a winning premiership team. It won't happen. And they had a very dodgy season, but have come out the other end with an injury-free year to almost be the sentimental favourites of this. Like, anyone who has a rugby league brain and lots of money in their wallet will be putting their money on the Melbourne Storm. But anyone with a sentimental factor that knows the quality of a coach of Ivan Cleary, who basically has the Warriors team he had many years ago that went to a grand final in 2011, he's implemented that same strategy and philosophy into this Penrith Panthers outfit. So he has a lot of local players and kids that have come up through the ranks from the Panthers that were playing in their junior years many years ago. And he's retained those players. He has a great connection with his son and a magnificent team culture. And it's that culture that has managed to get him 17 wins in a row and only one defeat throughout the year to the Parramatta Eels, I'll give a slight plug there, and taken this side to a grand final. So lots of people are saying that they're inexperienced because the Melbourne Storm have 34 grand final players in that have played in 34 grand finals, and the Penrith Panthers only have 3 players that have ever played in a grand final. And it's like, when you look at the stats of experience, all your money and knowledge base would go to the Melbourne Storm. But when you look at the ability of Ivan Cleary and what he can do for a young team, an inexperienced team that had finished at the top of the table, it's going to be a close game. And if the Panthers start strong, Jim, they can possibly win the grand final.
Interesting preview from you, Lavina Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Dreams coming true, and also dreams dashed inevitably tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
In the NRL grand final. Thanks, Lavina.